Hello, Alexa YVO here, and my TED Talk today is about respecting boundaries. It's an important thing. And before I say anything else, this is not to shame or denigrate anyone. This is just making a teachable moment out of something and trying to explain one performer's perspective. So for me, GWA is an outlet. It's a creative outlet. I go to it when I can, and I love it. The feedback I get is wonderful and respectful, and I am so lucky and grateful for that. I really appreciate it. But I don't do Reddit chat. I hate Reddit chat. I have enough going on in the real world. I have text messages and Facebook Messenger and Instagram and Snapchat. It goes on, right? I don't need more notifications on my phone. It actually makes me anxious. So my boundary is I don't do Reddit chat. And the response to that should be cool. I won't send you a message on Reddit chat then. I've had some people who say things on chat, like, I respect your decision not to do Reddit chat, but do you want to chat? What do you think the answer is going to be there? I understand people wanting to deepen their connection to a performer, especially with girlfriend experience audios. I mean, there's a pseudo relationship there. It's an immersive audio, right? I understand wanting to know or to get more of that person. But that person has reasons, you know, reasons, emotional and rational, logical reasons why they set that boundary. And it's not to play coy. It's not to be hard to get. It's not for you to chase after them and win them in the end. Respect a boundary because it's set because it's necessary. It's for their own health. That's why they're doing it. I totally love everyone who is respectful and flirts with me in the comments. I love it. That's exactly what GWA should be. Keep your expectations right to that and you'll be a happy camper. But yeah, respect people's personal space. That's the biggest point here. And with that, mwah, I'm out.